our business switched to Verizon Business DSL.
Our business should have switched to Verizon Business DSL.
We get 24/7 business-grade tech support.
We don't.
We can network multiple computers at no extra charge.
We can't.
We get remote dial-up access and a static IP option, and we get it all at a competitive price.
We don't, and we don't.
So what do you get with your broadband connection?
Not enough, I guess.
Switch to Verizon Business DSL and get all the business tools and support you need. Just call 1-877-DSL-2598 or visit Verizon.com and get up to 10,000 frequent flyer miles.
Get the feeling it's time to switch to Verizon Business DSL?
Now that I get.
Call 1-877-DSL-2598 today. Verizon. Make progress every day.
Business DSL provided by Verizon Online. Miles offer ends 6/30/04. Network computers run on a single DSL connection using single IP address. Not available in all areas or on all lines. Early cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. 1-year term required. Call for full details.
Infinity Broadcasting. WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
As the old adage goes, when the going gets tough, the tough go road tripping. Say it with me, people. Road trip. And there's no better place to hit the road than in the heartland of Pennsylvania. Go ahead. Open the windows. Get some wind in your hair. Some bugs in your teeth. Check out Gettysburg. Stay at a B&B in historic Strasburg. Try not to lose your lunch at Hershey Park. See where the hog was born at the Harley-Davidson factory in York. Then, spend a few days in Pennsylvania Dutch country. Experience a time when the fastest vehicles had a horsepower of one and a personal handheld device was a hammer. Along the way, you'll see cows. And yes, they really like it when you move them out the window. Half the fun is getting there. And according to our calculations, that's 50% of your vacation. Go to visitpa.com or call 800-VISIT-PA to learn more about our great 3-, 4-, and 7-day Pennsylvania road trips starting at just $79 a night, more or less. There's only one state of independence, Pennsylvania. Ready, set, go.
My name is Troy, and I met my fiance on eHarmony.com.
My name is Tom, and I met my fiance Brenda on eHarmony.com.
My name is Jack, and I met my wife Jennifer on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the thousands of eHarmony matches. Dating services give you a picture and a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today and get your free personality profile.
Hi, my name's Daniel, and I found my fiance Allison at eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
A Navy SEAL killed in training.
What an awful way to die.
But you'll never guess why.
It wasn't an accident.
Mark Harmon, new Navy NCIS, CBS Tonight.
Hello again. It's me, your mind. I know what you're thinking. Well, of course, you know I know what you're thinking. I'm your mind. You're thinking I'm going to ditch you at some point this afternoon. Kind of like when I let you disconnect your boss's conference call the other day. Oops. But the Dunkin' Donuts mocha swirl iced latte will change all that. Seriously. Anytime I start getting away from you, all you got to do is take a couple of sips of that invigorating real espresso and milk over ice, and I am all yours again. Oh, come on, let's face it. Most days, iced latte is about the only thing refreshing enough to keep me focused, right? And all that delicious whipped cream and sweet mocha drizzle? Well, how can't we think about that all day? I mean, I'm thinking of it now. But I guess you already knew that, didn't you?
Keep your mind from wandering with the drink that brings you back. Delicious, refreshing Dunkin' Donuts iced latte. Available in original caramel swirl and mocha swirl.
Dunkin' Donuts iced lattes. Available in your favorite flavors. Original French vanilla, hazelnut, and cinnamon. Also try the mocha swirl and caramel swirl iced latte. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and try one today. Prices and participation may vary.
You're a parent. You have kids. And kids, being kids, are always asking you for stuff. You want to make them happy, so you bought a computer. Then you got a basic high-speed internet connection. Not so fast. Mission not accomplished yet. With AOL for Broadband, the premium service that works with your basic high-speed internet connection, you get KOL, the first online service designed for kids that's protected by AOL's award-winning parental controls. At KOL, kids can listen to their own radio station, Radio KOL. They can play hundreds of games and watch Princess Natasha cartoons only on KOL. They can go behind the scenes at concerts, see live performances by the hottest stars, even get help doing their homework. At KOL, kids can have fun and parents can have peace of mind. Now that you've got a basic high-speed connection, use it to make your kids think you're dare I say it, cool. To get AOL for broadband, go to AOL.com. AOL for broadband. Without it, you're going nowhere fast. High-speed service is available in certain areas only. You must be 18 or older to join AOL for broadband.
This is an electronic money counter.
Cool.
Today, Tim and his class are on a field trip at a bank.
And here's our vault.
Is this where you keep all the fees?
Pardon?
My dad says you guys have a lot of fees.
Today, Tim is saying things as only kids say them.
Can you show us a minimum balance like my mom has on her checking account?
Tomorrow, Tim's mom and dad are going to switch from this bank to Wachovia, where they'll get free checking that's really free. No monthly service fees, no minimum balances, no direct deposit requirements.
Now that tube here takes money out to your car. Go ahead, press the button.
Hey, money out the window. That's what my dad says every time he comes here.
Okay, tour's over.
Switch to Wachovia today for really free checking. Visit a Wachovia Financial Center or call 800-WACHOVIA. Personal accounts only. Wachovia Bank N.A., member FDIC.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right now, Ed, you know what? I would like you to take a look at the tote board, sir.
I'd love to do that. All right, let's see it. That number is 17,000. Oh, thank you. Brought us good luck, Tyler. No.
Ed, yes. count the numbers again.
17,000.
17.
What did I say, thousand?
Million, baby.
See, I'm just trying to get you angry with me so you'll give me more money. That's what it is.
Oh,
17
no.
million. I'm sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
Good Tuesday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike Show. Every weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, and today we will continue on with the manhole cover story. That's right, that's right. Don and Mike continue on trying to get Don's car fixed for running over a manhole cover. Now, they just contacted the city of Fairfax and have gotten nowhere with them, so now they're back to talking with Little Tom from the building management. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Now, Tom, really, are you going to make me go through this crap of the emailing the city and all this other junk?
Yes.
All right, get out, Tom. Get out.
All right, don't
consider our friendship over.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Consider it over.
Anything, Tom? You look like you wanted to say some final words here. Thank you. Oh, he's leaving.
You might take your manhole cover with you. You might want to put that back. Pardon me?
He's going to meet the public works guys down there.
Great. Well, you better take your manhole cover with you. What? I can't hear you. You got to talk to the microphone, Tom.
He's talking to Rob, who's talking to the lady at the service authority.
All in good fun. We appreciate your time.
Tell her I'm serious, though. My car's effed up.
Dollface isn't going to get you far.
No. It's my
you
car
might have damaged, you know, any chance you getting that fistful of cash today.
It's my car that's effed up.
There you go. That's the lady.
That's the lady. Now I got to write her an email?
Yes.
Oh, Christ.
Here, give me that. I'll do it.
What?
Look at that. He's doing it for
you.
Now, that's what you want. He's taking care of it for you.
Thank you, Tom. Hey, don't forget your manhole cover.
Don wants Tom to carry the manhole cover out.
Yeah.
You notice how he's not doing that. There he goes.
Well, Tom, until the manhole cover is replaced, you have a giant...
he leaves.
He's got a hole out there.
Yeah, but it's got cones
He wasn't lifting that manhole. He heard you every time you said, you might want to take that with you. You might want to take that with you.
He's not taking it with him, is
no.
he?
Right. Joe Ardinger has no problems holding that, though.
Hey, Super Joe.
Joe.
Hey, Super Joe, would you come back and put the manhole cover back, please?
Here comes Joe.
Here's Super Joe.
Oh, that's Tom. Tom just came back in.
Tom, what is this? Maintenance responsibility. Just pulled something off the web. Hey, Super Joe, would you bring that back and use Buzz's phone again and actually call us so we can actually hear you put it back into place? Yeah, drop it into place.
Wait a minute. Let me get Wendell, because Wendell has a phone. And he can come down there and kind of hold it up.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
Customers are responsible for internal plumbing from the water meter into the structure and for sewer laterals out to the city street sewer mains.
Right.
City is responsible for water distribution system, the water meter, and the service line between the meter and the distribution system. for sewer. City is responsible for the sewage collector system, including excluding laterals and their connections to the system. This is what's wrong. What the hell does that say?
It's legalese. It's mumbo jumbo.
I think you're fine. I think that means that they have to maintain the manhole cover.
You know what I think? All of this, I've digested it. I've heard everybody's case. You know what it tells me? I think by the end of next week, you're going to be driving around in a brand new automobile.
One better. The end of next week, he's going to own this city.
There you go.
He'll own it.
Absolutely. Lord Fairfax.
And be the mayor.
Lord Fairfax.
All right. Well, let's
Don Geronimo, Lord Earl of Fairfax.
All right. Let's wait for Joe to get back down there and replace the manhole cover. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I'm a title examiner in Fairfax County.
Yeah.
So I deal with easements and stuff like that. That guy, Tom, he don't know what he's talking about. If the manhole is on the property, on the lot that he owns, then he's responsible for the safety of, you know, of the you know, the parking lot and all that stuff.
But it's on the easement, and he's in the title business also.
Well, what an easement is an agreement between the city and the owner that lets the city use a portion of their property for
Hey,
everything.
Hey, hold on a second. I got my guy's desk. Super Joe, is this you?
Hey.
Who is this?
Hi,
is that Wendell and Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, let's...
You know, for my money, when you're going to call and say somebody doesn't know what they're talking about, say he doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't say he don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, and let's hear you guys lower the manhole cover. Just put it back.
We're going to lower it down very carefully because we're trained professionals.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
There you go.
It went down to China. Are you boys okay?
I got it. Yeah, everything's cool.
Did you get it in right, or do you need to try it again, perhaps like a Frisbee?
No, it's in there.
Are you sure?
Hey, is there any way you could do that thing where you kind of spin it and you hear it go, wah, 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 wah? Can we get that sound?
Take it back out.
Okay.
Now, would you please?
Okay, hold on.
This is radio.
Just put your foot back on it and just, you know, pop it back out.
You could actually spin it like a quarter.
It's a great sound. It's a great sound.
Yeah, you do that. Spin it like, you know, Joe, like when you set a quarter on its end? Joe?
I think Joe's getting the manhole cover out.
What?
It fell in the hole. Here.
It fell in the hole.
It can't.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah. Spin it more than that.
Yeah. Turn it up on its side and spin it like a quarter.
Make it vertical.
Okay.
Too big a word, Rob.
Up and down.
Right. Yeah, there you go. He's spinning it. Heads.
Yeah, that's the sound.
How's that?
Good job, Joe. Thank you, Super Joe.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Now replace it. Can we?
You want to hear that?
Yeah, we like to hear you replace it. Just get some
gently now. Gently now.
Okay, hold on.
I'd hate for you to throw it and have it break
and make a big sound.
Here we go.
Good job. Good job, Joe Arden.
They do need to replace it, though, because I just fell in when I was kicking it out.
Oh, really?
Oh, my.
The right size.
It's not the right size. Aha.
All right. Thank you, Super Joe.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Great job. Thank you, Joe.
That's the whole problem. I would assume that's what it is. It's the wrong size.
Probably so. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I had that same thing or something very similar to me happen with the with a manhole cover where I ran over it and it flew up and dented.
Okay, hold on. Try to do it without the S word.
I'm sorry about that.
Now, come on, use your first language.
And they gave me the same song and dance. Just send in this and send in that, and we'll do this and we'll do that. And then they basically just said, "Go F yourself."
Did you follow up?
I followed up and yelled.
I agree, Rob. There's no way he did.
See, but listen, the deal is this. There's no freaking way I'm calling my insurance company and telling them this. No way.
Well, you shouldn't have to.
Call yours, no.
You really shouldn't. I mean, really, no matter what, whoever's responsible, you should. This is not your insurance issue.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I do work for a public works accident. We have this happen from time to time at a different city.
Yeah.
And you got to talk to the risk manager. You have to find out who removed the manhole cover, and if there's no, you know, if the owner of the building removed it, it is his fault.
Well, now listen, who's going to say we removed the manhole cover?
No, I don't think anybody removed it. I think what happened is cars ran over.
Somebody drove over it.
It flipped off.
And it flipped off.
Where was it after you drove? Or did you see any evidence of it?
I didn't see it, and then when I came back downstairs after I came up here and yelled, it was miraculously back in place.
And it is the city's responsibility, and what you're going to have to do is just keep hammering and hammering away at the risk manager.
Great, because I got nothing but time to do that.
Good.
Get your lawyer to threaten them and eventually...
Oh, great. That's what I want to do is involve my... Seriously, involve my lawyer. Not just call him on the show, but seriously get him involved in this.
It's the catch-22 we all live in. Get your lawyer involved so they'll badger the city so that by the time you finally do get your check, it will equal the amount that your lawyer has billed you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know the same thing kind of happened with me. They are liable. What you should have done, though, first of all, is you should have taken digital camera pictures.
Right, yeah, because I drive around with a digital camera just in case there's going to be a manhole cover that's missing and I drive over it.
You should.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, but then
you
got leverage on that.
Thank you. Jesus.
And I always travel with my digital camera.
And get three estimates if you can.
Right. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oops, hi, you're on the air.
Don.
Yeah.
You know,
great cell phone, sir.
Sorry. Hello.
I was thinking we could probably, during one of the breaks, use the station digital camera and go down there and just create some elaborate photos. Like, you know, with Joe, maybe I would put one leg down in there screaming in agony with your tire right near my head.
Not in Mike's show.
Hello, Don?
I'd do it. I swear to God I'd do it.
Sure.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I work for a municipality out here in Kansas, just outside of Wichita.
Yeah, of course.
And it is most definitely the water. It's the water department's responsibility.
All right, you know, everybody's got an opinion. There's nobody wants to take care of this thing.
You want your cash? You want it yesterday?
I don't want my cash. I just want the car fixed. Maybe a little cash. Maybe a little cash for my suffering.
The pain and suffering.
Look
what
you've gone through. The pain and suffering. Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're right. If it was my car, I'd feel exactly the same way.
All right, clear the lines out, and you know what? Perhaps.
But it wasn't my car.
Yeah, I know. It's F you.
Because you're the golden boy.
That's right, Buzz. That's right. Absolutely. Not on my show. Hello.
Yes, I have an idea of how you might be able to resolve this problem about the manhole cover.
Yeah.
Okay, I have an idea.
Although, why am I talking to, like, a 13th grader about
Yeah, and
this?
He's trouble. He's pure trouble. Yeah, see? And that's why you're laughing, because you know you're trouble.
No, I have an idea. I think you guys should take a tally. I think you'll like this. You should take a tally. You should take callers and take a tally.
Take a tally, please.
Tally ho.
You take a tally.
Not in my show. Hello.
Your brain's got the tally on it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, there's our microphone.
Hold on. Super Joe?
Check, 1-2.
There you go.
Hey, listen to that. Super Joe. What are you doing there, Joe?
Joe?
I'm just standing in the alleyway.
All right, see if you can walk over by the manhole. Let's do a mic check before we actually put Mike O'Mara inside the manhole. Can you take the
yeah,
top?
Yeah, we're working on it. We've got to get a little extra cordage here.
Okay. Now, we're going to get a shot of me in front of the car. There is one thing that will not happen. I want to make that indelibly clear.
What's that?
At no time, and I mean no time.
Come on.
Will you be behind the wheel of the car?
I have to be behind the wheel for the picture.
I am a chicken. I am not a pig.
Okay, listen. I
am.
No, you see, this is the after.
No. The picture has to be an action picture. How about...
No.
The keys will be out of the car.
The car will be not running.
Yes.
I'm here at the manhole
cover. Thanks for trusting me.
It's not a question of trust. I know the last thing you'd want would be for something horrible to happen to me.
Accidents happen.
When you are behind the wheel of a car and we are brought...
Please.
Wait a minute. No, let me finish. When you are behind the wheel of a car and we are broadcasting... Things.
Mike, that's for show.
I understand.
That's entertainment.
It's your natural showmanship that would, you know, would imperil me.
Okay. All right. When it comes time for the picture, I will park the car.
Hey, because you're going to have to get the wheel very close to the
cover. You can lead me right up to the manhole cover.
Okay.
I'll park it, take the keys out.
Then I will put my leg down in the manhole and I will splay out. And
then you can act.
Do we have any ketchup? I mean, we need some fake blood.
Robbie?
I think we do. All right.
Yeah, look at Buzz Johnny on the spot.
There's old barbecue sauce up there.
No, I don't want barbecue sauce. I want ketchup.
Buzz has got ketchup.
Buzz has got ketchup.
Four packets of ketchup.
All right, Joe, let me hear you remove the manhole cover.
All right.
Yeah, Don, you can be leaning out your window, you know, looking in horror.
Yeah.
At your victim.
Yeah, we'll have to get me coming in exactly the way that I came in today.
There it is.
Wow. Beautiful.
It is done.
Okay, great.
Okay, good.
All right, then the deal will be this. I'm going to pull in from Oak Street.
You're going to pull in from Oak Street. We're going to bring you into where, you know, your tire is
very close to the manhole cover.
Right. Or actually, you could maybe bring your car out around and then put the tire just past, and I'll get underneath.
Yeah. So actually, it's like the car has already run you over.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, because, and the car ran me over because I was trapped in the manhole when I unwittingly fell in as I was walking, and
that's
then
right.
You hit me because I was on the ground.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Mike,
beautiful.
Mike, you should make it more authentic by having a cigarette in your mouth.
Yeah, but I quit today, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I quit today. I quit every couple of months, and then I start again. But I'm really, today, boom, gone. No more for the summer.
Hey, little Tommy's out here, too.
I'll bet you anything in the world that's true.
How about you shave your head if I catch you smoking a cigarette at work? Not that I'm your, your conscience. I don't give a crap. I smoke cigars all the time at work.
Okay. Shave my head? No, I'm already shaving ahead for the year.
But no. What I mean is you'd have to shave your head earlier, though.
Boy,
if you're really that sure you're going to quit.
God, that's tough. Let me get back to you on that one.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
It's hard.
You're just being honest.
I mean, it's a nicotine thing, You're not always in control. I think I'm done for the summer. I woke up today. It was all, congested, yeah. Sore throat, headache,
Yeah, but that could just be...
pollen. Yeah. That's why I don't want to do the head shaving, because it might just be a little pollen thing, and then I wake up in a couple of days, a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of tension.
Yeah.
Okay, enough.
All right.
So
see,
much going on.
You know
on.
You're
going
to be smoking this weekend.
I'd like not to. But
you will be.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to.
You know what? No, and I know what. We're going to New York this week.
I'm going to try not to. Might go back to what you enjoy.
The cigar.
Yeah, might do that. That's what I did when I wanted to quit last time.
All right, well, Joe?
Yes.
We'll be down there in a moment.
Great.
All right, thank you. Super Joe, down at the manhole cover. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, can I speak with Don and Mike, please?
Yes, you're on the air with us as we prepare to fake an accident picture so I can get my car paid for.
Right.
Yes, hi.
Don, no one's pointed out the fact that... you want to blame everyone else, but you're the moron that drove your car through a 3-foot hole in the driveway.
Hey, let me just walk you through this one more time, okay? Prince Dum Dum. As I was coming into the radio station today, there are two lanes of traffic that you can use. The right-hand lane and the left-hand lane. The right-hand lane was full of gigantic trucks and trailers with equipment that were in the lane that I would normally turn into.
The kind of equipment that you actually have to pay attention to what's in front of you, so because it's such a tight squeeze, you're looking at the cars on the right side.
I mean, if I did something dumb, if I thought it was my fault, I'd tell you.
It's a 3-foot hole in the freaking driveway.
No, it's not a 3-foot hole.
It's 3 feet deep. How big is a manhole cover? 18 inches?
Yeah, that's about what it is.
About that.
And you come off a street doing 35 miles an hour, make a turn into a driveway, and the manhole cover is approximately 5 feet off the drive off the main street.
I mean, people drive into potholes, sir, that are 10 foot by 10 foot when they don't have traffic cones up. It happens all the time.
You mean you're so scary coordinated that you would pull in and you would immediately say, "Oh my God, there's a manhole cover there."
Well, I do look what's in front.
Let me tell you something, sir. I hope nothing bad ever happens to you. I hope you cruise through life. Rob doesn't agree with me, but I hope that nothing bad ever happens to you, because God forbid, you should have some sympathy when somebody bangs your car up.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'll never call again.
All right, thanks. Well, listen, I think we're set. I got my, hey, Robbie's my, my car keys are here. So what we'll do now is we'll go down. You get on the wireless mic.
Here's the way. Here's
you direct my car into position before you climb into the manhole cover. Into the manhole.
What I think, and this has nothing to do with you driving or anything like this, but I think this should be an after picture of the accident scene. Your car should be positioned just over the man, the tire just over the manhole.
The front tire. Just
I will
over
be
the
have my leg, one leg in, one leg out, splayed
that's
out
fine.
With the appropriate blood and the
and
appropriate.
How about
you
like
should
Buzz
be
said,
standing over me?
Oh no! How about looking out, keeping in mind that I'll follow your rule.
Right.
The keys are out of the ignition.
Right.
But I'm hanging out of the car, going.
Yes, 4 or 5. Yeah.
Oh my
God. Maybe like the door is open and you're looking over.
I have
and you're
killed
just like,
Mike.
Like that, and I'm. I'll just be like, okay.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay, ready to perform.
Very good.
I guess Lisa, you're going to have to come in and run the board, because you're going to need Joe down there for tech support.
Very good.
And we'll do that. I'll go get in my car.
Right.
I guess write down the hotline so I can call in from my cell phone when Mike is directing me into position as I drive in to recreate this
Absolutely.
Picture, which will immediately be couriered over to the... Who do I have to courier this to? The water somebody's...
Water authority or something like that. And we can maybe put them up on the net.
On the website.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
So people can witness our accidents.
Right. DonandMikeFans.com. Mm-hmm. Here she is, Lisa Hi, Lisa. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern, all morning. Don and Mike, all afternoon. 106.7 WJFK.
It's been a week of working for the man. I think it's time to make a game plan. I don't mean a fancy wing day. I mean fresh, something smooth, something real. I think a breather would be apropos. The celebration and some mojo.
Cut taste when you're cutting carbs. All light beers are low in carbs. Reach for the great taste of Bud Light. Fresh, smooth, real. It's all here. Only 6.6 grams of carbs per 12-ounce serving. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You bet I did my homework before I had laser vision correction. I wanted it all. It had to be affordable. But I also wanted one of the most experienced doctors and the latest technology. I found it all at LASIK Plus. With their See Now, Pay Later event, I don't pay any interest until June of 2005. That's right, 2005. With monthly payments as low as $39. That's a steal, since I saw a board-certified LASIK specialist, benefited from custom wavefront technology, and choice of three lasers for a personalized treatment.
With the LASIK Plus See Now, Pay Later event, you'll benefit from our best financing ever. Zero down, zero interest until June of 2005. Your payments could be as low as $39 a month. Call 1-800-243-EYES. But hurry. To qualify for our See Now, Pay Later event, you must act by June 30th. That's LASIK Plus Vision at 1-800-243-EYES. 1-800-243-EYES.
A free round of golf? Free spa treatments? As if taking the train weren't relaxing enough. When Amtrak Guest Rewards members take two round trips anywhere Acela Express or Metroliner goes by June 15th, they'll receive a booklet of golf and salon gift certificates valued up to $100. To sign up for this promotion, visit www.AmtrakGuestRewards.com/golfspa. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL or visit www.Amtrak.com to book today. Sign up required to qualify for free golf and spa offer. Visit the website or call for details and restrictions. On the train, you can catch up on everything. Paperwork, emails, voicemails, or you can catch up on doing nothing. On board Acela Express or Metroliner in first or business class, there's everything you need to work, relax, or both. Plugs for your laptops, a cafe car to get a bite, and reclining chairs to watch the scenery go by. And with 17 weekday departures from Washington, D.C. to New York, the train fits any schedule. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL or visit www.Amtrak.com to book today. Fares, routes, and schedules subject to change without notice.
Save time and money. The UPS Store is now offering 1 month free mailbox services with a 6 month agreement. Visit the UPSstore.com to find one of the independently owned and operated locations. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Is your bank your friend? Is it your pal? Do you hang out with your bank? Do you pause during your busy day and ask yourself, I wonder what my bank is doing right now? Do you like your bank? Or do you approach the relationship differently? Maybe platitudes and smiley face buttons just don't cut it anymore. You're in this relationship for the money, and why shouldn't you be? It's yours, after all.
At Riggs, we're determined to give you more than what you expect from a bank. We're offering free checking that's absolutely free, and a home equity line of credit that many people are saying is the best deal in town. We've created accounts that reward you for doing more of your business with Riggs. So if you're ready to expect more from a bank, then maybe you're ready for Riggs. For more information, call 1-800-368-5800. Stop by your local banking center or visit RiggsBank.com.
Offer does not include all products and services. Terms and conditions subject to change. Fees may apply for optional services. Riggs Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, DHL Demographic and Behavior Analysis Division here. Research shows people pay more attention to commercials when they hear the word free. What better way to tell everyone that DHL, the world's number one shipper, is now bigger and better and delivering across the U.S. of A. Okay, read the script.
For too long, domestic shippers have felt free to make you follow their rules. Now that DHL is on the scene, you're free to do things your way.
Great. Go to the next page and throw in a couple more frees.
Okay. You're now free to take advantage of the freedom a new choice in domestic shipping offers. You're free to pick up the phone and dial toll-free 1-800-CALL-DHL, where we will speak freely and arrange pickup whenever you are free. Or feel free to visit us for free on the web at dhl-usa.com.
Research never lies. Wrap it up.
DHL, we move the world. And America, the land of the free.
On behalf of the happy and helpful staff at Food Express, welcome. Today the manager special is a wrap. The meat lover's surprise. Being happy and helpful, I'd love to tell you what kind of meat. But it's even a surprise to me. We use fistfuls of lettuce from our salads that nobody buys. And naturally hardened tortillas, so it's not so much a wrap as it is a box. Best of all, how many carbs it has doesn't matter, since you won't want to eat it.
Want a real wrap? Try the signature sandwich wraps, made fresh in the deli at Safeway. They're piled high with quality Primo Taglio meats. Then we add generous slices of premium cheeses and delicious gourmet spreads, all rolled up together in our soft whole wheat wrap. There are six signature wraps to choose from, each with 8 grams of net carbs or less. You just can't stop thinking about a Safeway signature wrap, exclusively at Safeway.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got them naked chicks on there, man. You just go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Two hot and hairy bear studs, Don and Mike.
And good Tuesday afternoon to you, everybody. Welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, and we are going to continue on. Now, Don and Mike have decided to post some pictures that make it look like Don ran Mike over in the manhole, that the manhole cover is now no longer on. If that doesn't make any sense to you, just listen to the Best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Well, we are down here in the parking lot of the radio station getting all set to recreate this accident scene. I am standing right next to the manhole cover. Don should be on his cell phone, so Lisa, if you take the phone call, Don should be going around the block right now. What we're going to do is we're going to maneuver him into position.
He's a lovely hole.
It is a lovely hole. It is a skeezy hole. There's leavings in this hole out here. I don't mind telling you. There are serious leavings here.
Yeah, oily leavings.
Yeah, but
dirt,
you
rust.
Know.
I'd hate to think if that's fresh water coming through that pet gate or perhaps used water.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to definitely take a tetanus shot after I get done recreating this. But what we're going to do, we're going to pull Don's car just past the manhole cover. So
his
the
car.
Wheel is here, then the car.
Pull it around.
Then what I'm going to do, Rob,
is Mike.
I'm going to lie down with one leg in the manhole cover and the other leg
Hello? Hi, I'm just pulling up now.
All right, can you hear me? Hey, we forgot one little detail, Don.
What?
Joe is now searching for the digital camera.
What do you mean he's searching? I'm here.
No, the digital camera.
Oh, the camera.
Okay, now go slow.
Hi, Mike.
Hey. Hi, Don. All right, Don. Now do we want to move that manhole out of the way completely?
Yes.
Pick your horn again. The miracle.
I wish I had one of those Caddyshack horns. But, you know.
All right, now that's good. Now what we're going to need you to do is pull this tire over as far as you can so you don't go in the hole again.
And, Mike, just for that a-hole that called, would you reiterate that if there were, as there were, landscape trucks over here to the right...
Yeah, you would pull the left and you would go directly over, and you hit this in such an angle perfectly that your tire went down.
And would you see that as you turn around the corner?
No, you would not. No, it's a tiny little... It's not a 3-foot by 3-foot. And if you're looking at the equipment... Yes, Wendell?
What is there something? Well, that's a lot better
Much
now,
better.
Isn't it?
Right now.
So what we want to do is have you pull over. Yeah, I guess you'll have to get your car as far as you can.
Okay.
And then I will put my leg down in the manhole cover and, and lie out. So
touch the lip.
So come forward, please.
Now you're going the wrong
way. You're backing up. That's not
the way. I know I am.
All right.
Now stop. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
Get out of the way.
Now
seriously,
slower. Slower. All right, because you don't want to go into the manhole cover.
Am I lining it up okay?
Yeah, hold it. You're going to want to cut it a little to this way, and let me get over here so I can...
All right, a little bit to the... straighten it out.
Come in like... Nope. More that way.
But now, Rob, don't, no. Straighten it out. Rob, get out of there.
Oh, great. Now here comes G. Gordon Liddy. I don't want to run into G. Gordon Liddy.
All right, G-Man's coming out with this
pickup
truck.
Come and let the G-Man out.
Say hi, Gordon.
I came over to volunteer to pump diesel fumes down into the hole.
You know what? I'm not moving my car until Gordon moves his.
Gordon's truck looks fantastic. It's German. He's speaking German. Hey, Wendell, how come I can't hear him? No, he's talking. He was loud. We missed that whole German thing.
All right, thank
Rob
you,
talking
Gordon.
To the mic. Check one, check one. Jesus, what a mess. Joe, do you have the camera?
Well, Mike, I am not moving my car until Gordon moves.
Go ahead, Gordon. Don.
I'm afraid I'm going to hit Gordon.
Don, you're not going to believe this.
Hi, G. What?
Gordon just ran over the manhole cover, but he's all right. You know, we just... Guess what the latest development is?
What?
So to speak.
We don't have any film.
It's, you don't need film for a digital camera.
You have film, Tom? Tom said he has film.
You don't need film for a digital camera.
Hey, Joe, come here. Joe, are we doing it digitally or what? What? Hey, Joe, come here. Come here, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
No.
You don't need film for a digital camera.
Where's our digital camera?
Charlie's not in the building, and Jimmy's not here either.
There you go. I'm the only management person here right now.
Wow. You know, this reflects badly on your team.
Mike, I'm covering the programming and
Team Broyhill.
So they're not here.
Ah, film going in.
All right, we're taking a regular photo.
Mike needs it.
What?
Mike, you need a different microphone. Yours is crapping out.
You know, can you hear me?
Just barely.
Should I just go for a spin?
Keep talking, because none of these microphones
work.
Hello?
All right, well then, I'm going to go drive around the block again, I guess.
All right, I'm going to go back up to the studio because these microphones...
Oh, no, don't.
Can you
well, what's
me?
Wrong with the microphones?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you on the phone, and I can hear you because you're standing 3 feet in front of me.
All right.
Hey, Mike, let me turn on my radio for a second and see what I hear.
All right.
Drive around the block again, I guess.
All right.
I'm going to go back up to the studio because these microphones... No, don't. Well, what's wrong with the microphones?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear your microphone fine.
All right, so the microphone is... Does it sound all right, Wendell?
Mike, when I just heard you on my radio... Come here. Come here. Say something on the microphone,
testing
and I'll turn it up on the radio in my car.
Testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing.
Okay, now come here. Listen. Listen.
Does it sound all right, Wendell?
Listen, when I just heard you on my radio... Come here. Come here. Say something on the microphone, and I'll turn it up on the radio in my car.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Did you hear that? I could hear it fine on my radio.
The microphone was on. That doesn't sound much better. The microphone was on.
Can we just take this picture?
Let's just take the picture. Here, Rob, you narrate. Once upon a time.
Well, now, Rob, does your microphone work?
I have two microphones. One of them will work, I'm sure.
That one works. The one you're talking into, I think, works.
Very good.
You know, I'm going to have to ask for all the pedestrians behind me to give me some room here.
Okay, hold that, Tom. Now, Don, move your car over to the left.
Okay, I am.
And now...
Here we go.
Now, slowly.
Now, left. Right.
Cut it. Stop, right there. A little bit more this way. All right, now forward.
I don't want to clip my rear-view mirror.
Keep it left, a little left, a little left. All right, good.
Which way? Straight?
All right, that's good.
Now, what I'm realizing is how am I going to get underneath the car?
What he's going to need to do is back up and leave half the hole exposed for you to get your legs in.
Right, I'm going to have to go over the hole.
Back up.
Be careful.
All right, wait a minute. All right, I'm backing it up now.
Easy does it.
Tell me when to stop backing up, Rob.
I will.
keep going. Christ.
Now shut the car off.
Okay. All right, Mike, keys are out. See? Look, Mike. Yes. Hey, Mike, look. Keys out of ignition.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Keys on the dashboard.
Joe, get those keys.
Joe, don't take my... Mike, the keys are on the dashboard.
Yeah, you're going to have to open the door because you're going to get the reaction. It's going to be... The shot's going to come from this angle, and you're going to be like...
All right, okay.
Open.
All right, hold on. I'm getting out of the car.
Shock. All right, here we go.
All right, I'm getting out of my car now.
All right, I'm getting down. Did you put your parking brake on?
The parking brake is on.
Okay.
I think. It's on. I swear to God, it's on.
Rob, hold the mic.
Okay. And you know what? I see we have a bunch of people. You want to bring these people who are across the street, like, to stand as witnesses, and they can also...
Because it'll look like...
You know, they'll be smirking.
Well, no, I think that they could play along. Could you guys act really like you're horrified? All right, then come on over here. Mike, there's about 50 people over here already. Now, as I speak, Mike O'Mara is getting into the manhole cover. And the ketchup on the head is perfect. The ketchup on the head is perfect.
All right, now, is this what Don's letting you out?
Yeah.
What, now we have to figure out what angle.
Okay, I'm going to stand here at this angle and go,
all right.
Oh, my God! Oh, yeah, hold on. I got to be on the other side.
Right next to the brick wall.
Like, right. Oh, my God! Now, all of you people here, first, hey, Robbie, get these people saying, you know, some. Let us know you're here. You can make some noise right now. Thank you, guys. All right, let's, Robbie, let's spread them all around. And I only want the best actor. I'm going to cast this now. Let me see. I'd like the white guy in the T-shirt over here. Then come over here, stand right next to Mike. Then I'll take the black guy right here. Yeah, it's going to be racially diverse. I'll take the Chinese girl, the Asian girl. You come on right here. Then, hey, you, the old guy taking the pictures, you come up here, too. You come get in this.
How do I look? Do I look authentic?
See, so right now, look at this. We have a racially diverse group. We have a young white guy, a young black guy, a young Asian chick, and an old white guy.
No Mexicans?
No, stop it.
Are there any Mexicans in the crowd? Do we need it? All right, and a teenager. Okay, step up, son. Okay. So, now, Mike?
Your concern is really going to be demonstrated with that cigar still in here.
Oh, all right.
That's real credibility to our fake accident.
All right, I lost the cigar. So now, I'm on the phone to the police, and who's got the camera? Joe. All right, Joe.
All right, now where's Joe? You're taking the picture here?
I guess. All right, now, Joe, the look has got to be now. Everybody, you've got to play along. I'm going to be pointing like, oh, my God, I've killed Mike.
You've got to get a face shot.
And what I need from all of you people is a look of shock where you're like, oh, my God, Mike is dead.
Don't you think it would help everyone get into the feeling and scream?
Yes.
Do you want me to go around to this side?
No. I think...
Because then the people, then Joe can shoot it from this side. You can be
okay. Yeah. Move to the other side.
Okay.
Hey, and, hey, old man, is that a digital camera?
No.
Oh, it's not? Okay, never mind.
Is that a digital camera?
That is.
Hey, if she's got a digital camera, we can take the picture and actually look at it as soon as it's done, right?
Yep.
Okay, come on over. Can Joe borrow your camera?
Can I just break them?
Okay.
What's a good
shot, hey, Fabio, what are you doing here? Hey, look at this guy. Take a look at this guy here. What is his deal? Are you the guy who gets dressed up in a Mercedes? This guy looks like Fabio.
Nice glasses.
Okay. We have a digital camera now. Joe's got this woman's digital camera.
All right, I am in character.
Okay.
I'm in character right now. I am really...
Now, hold on. Where are my actors here? Hold on. Asian girl? No, you know what? No, you shouldn't be in it, Rob. Give me the microphone. Okay. Now, here's what I want. When I give you action, you're all screaming, Asian girl and teenager, point at Mike.
Bend down low.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
You need the angle to see the pothole. You need to see the pothole. All right,
how about this? Asian girl, I want you crying. Old man, I want your hands cupping your face like, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm saying.
Knock it off with the horn, God damn it.
Everybody else, just in shock. in shock, like, oh my God, Mike O'Mara's dead. Don ran over him.
What about the mic cord?
Right? Oh, the mic cord? Yeah. All right, hold on. Here, take that. Well, Rob, take the mic off microphone, off out of the picture range there.
All right.
Okay, are we ready? Hold on, what's Mike doing? What is Mike doing now?
Don't worry,
man. What did you break, Mike?
It's stuck on the gauge. Right.
Okay. Okay, everybody ready? All right, now, I'm looking at Mike like, everybody, action. Now, Joe, you got to get me in the shoe, Joe. Now, hold on.
Where's the digital camera?
Hold on. That Joe's using the digital, so we should be able to see the picture.
Got it?
Hold on.
Let's, you know how to use that
camera? You know what? Let's get the lady to take the picture. Get the lady who's actually got the camera. Do you mind? Hi, what's your name?
Jen.
Where are you from, Jen?
I work right across the street.
All right, well, thanks. Will you mind taking the picture?
Yep.
Okay, great.
All right,
she's going to take the picture. All right, ready? Okay, hold on. Same deal again now, everybody. Gather around. And it's got to be... Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Yeah, let's do another one.
All right, it takes a second.
Okay, it takes a second.
I can't hold this character very
long. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Oh, my God!
Did you wait until that moment until I cracked up?
Hold on. We can look at
it.
Can we look at it? Can we look at it? Okay.
Yeah, but I was smirking.
Mike, hold on.
Mike,
no, you're not smirking because by the time the flash happened, the picture was taken. Come look at it, Mike. Mike, come look at it. Get out of the manhole cover and come look at it. You'd be very pleased.
All right, you need an angle looking down more. You don't want to squat down.
How about some shots of just Mike now?
Okay.
Just like after the accident.
Catch up on his head.
Okay.
Just Mike, yeah, Mike leaning up against the girl.
Mike, yell for us. What's the matter with your goddamn camera?
Oh, she took it. She took it.
I'm sorry, I'm acting. I'm in character.
She took it.
All right.
Can you see it? It's a good picture. And now how about one of me helping you out?
Okay.
How about this?
How about our hands haven't joined yet. I'm just reaching for you. Mike.
Okay. All right. You ready? Okay. Here we go.
Feeling of the 15th chapter.
Got it.
Okay. You got that one? Let's see that one. Except I'm not in that one. Can you...
How about one from behind Mike so you can see that? We can use it.
So I can also act in this. I want to show my care. Ready? Right, you got it? Okay, let's see that one.
Hello, viewer.
Let's see all the pictures. Oh, Mike, we care. You know what? We've really done some beautiful artwork here.
That's great.
And on top of it all, I think I might be able to use the. I think I might be able to use these pictures.
There it is. There's one I like right there. That's
it. Yes.
We've done. Our work is done here.
All right, then. Listen, I'm going
to get one more close up of me and post accident.
I'm going to back my car up then, so you guys can get the sound effect of putting the manhole cover back in.
Okay.
Oh, Mike is now wiping the stuff off his face.
This disoriented, Mike.
All right, now we're going to get... Now,
let me back my car up so you guys can actually spin that cover back on.
Back your car up. Don't put it in forward.
Hey, Ed, can all you people here see how... If you were pulling into work at 11 o'clock in the morning, and there was a giant-ass truck here, another giant-ass truck here, if you just pulled right in this lane, right out of the traffic here, you would drove here, you wouldn't see a freaking manhole cover open, would you?
No?
Thank you. You're all witnesses. Thank you. All right, I'm getting back in the car now.
I'm going to back it up, and then we're going to put the manhole cover back on it.
All right. Hold on, bear with me.
Do I have ketchup on my ass?
How many times have we heard
that?
Mike is spotting.
All for the good of the show. All right, Don, back her up.
Okay.
All right, boys, let's get the manhole cover back on.
All right, manhole cover back.
Spinning trick again. Let's do that spinning trick, Joe.
Hey, Mike. Very nicely done.
All right. Now, be gentle, Joe.
All right, Joe, don't throw that now.
Excellent. There, it's done. A round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Go back to your home.
Don, I believe the stunt is completed.
I believe it is, Mike.
Fine job to everybody, and give yourselves a round of applause. Be careful. He's behind the wheel of a car. I'm running now. I'm running. You're gonna run over little Tommy.
What, little Tommy? Even with it on, if you run over the side, it pops right up.
Oh, yeah. Even with it on, if I run over the side, it'll pop back up, so I've got to drive around
it. Yeah, you got to be careful, so cut it
high. So what you're saying, Tommy, is that's a hazard for everyone driving to work here?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, okay.
That he knew about.
I just don't know if I'm ever going to get the ketchup out of these shorts. I'm very skeptical.
All right,
skeptical.
Here we go. Out of the way. Beautiful. And here I go in the parking lot.
Very good.
Excuse me, guys. Excuse me.
All right. Now, here's always an adventure. Don's going to back into his parking space.
It's tricky.
How come I can't hear your cell phone now? Don's cell phone is... Hello?
Lost it.
All right, wait. Wendell's bringing him a microphone. Don, back up a little bit. Back up a wee bit. Don't hurt Wendell. Testing! All right, Don, now you're on the microphone.
Look at how good I... back this car in.
Flawless.
Watch this.
It's a shame there's not a car on the right side.
Oh.
Take a look. Now, just leave it as is. Okay. Ken Stevens' car would have been smited. All right. Very good.
Here we go.
Our work here is done.
And?
Marvelous job.
Perfectly done. Perfectly fine.
Flawless.
Thank you.
Good job. Yoo-hoo.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yoo-hoo.
All right.
All right.
Turn everything off here.
There we go.
Give me a second, turn the
telephone. All right, now. What are you doing? All right, now we're going to get these right out to the Water Authority, and hopefully Don will have a check in hand by the end of the day. Good job, Joe. Fine job.
Thank you, Robbie. All right, well, thank you, everybody, for the wonderful recreation today.
All right, nothing to see here. All the work is concluded. We will we're going to put the pictures on the web, right?
Nothing else to see.
I can't hear Don. Is Don's microphone not working? Don, your microphone is toast.
Nothing else to see here.
Nothing else to see. Thank you. We're going to go back inside now.
Thank you, everybody. Lisa, let's go to break, please. Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern, all morning. Nothing all morning. Don and Mike. All happiness. 106.7 WJFK.
Are you registered to earn a trip around the world from United? Indeed, this is an amazing offer in any language. For example, if you wanted to say wow in Rio, you'd say you wow. And if you wanted to say the world really is my oyster in Paris, you'd say le monde m'appartient. Register now at united.com/go-around-the-world. You'll earn one credit for every flight segment originating or terminating at Dulles, Reagan, or BWI. Then redeem those flight credits for travel. If you fly just 12 round trips and save 24 credits by April 30th, 2005, you'll get the ultimate reward, a trip around the world. Incidentally, if you wanted to say, excuse me, can you take my picture in Zurich? You'd say, entschuldigen Sie, könnten Sie bitte ein Foto von mir machen? For complete rules, visit united.com/go-around-the-world. And should you ever hear Le Hei Yakor Anyang Yahak? In Hong Kong, that means you're one lucky, lucky traveler. United, it's time to fly.
The sales event you've waited a whole year for. The one that only happens once a year. The one with great American savings on your favorite Ford cars, trucks, and sport utility vehicles is back. It's the one and the only Great American Ford Sales Event, and it's going on now at your local Ford dealer. With unbelievable once-a-year savings like up to $4,750 cash back or 0% financing, it's the one sales event you can't afford to miss. And right now, you can also choose Great American savings of 0% plus $2,000 cash back on select models. That's right, you can have both, 0% plus $2,000 cash back. But hurry, the Great American Ford Sales Event only happens once a year, and it's only through Memorial Day at your local Ford dealer. Offers vary by model, may not be available on all models, may require Ford credit financing, and may include $750 military appreciation cash. Must be a U.S. resident and show military ID at time of purchase lease to qualify. All buyers will qualify for Ford credit APR. See dealer for details.
Bob, we need to talk about your coverage area.
I know, my sales have been a little off.
I'm talking about your signal bars. You won't get far in this business with a weak wireless signal. Try this BlackBerry 7280 from AT&T Wireless.
Get a new voice-enabled BlackBerry 7280 on our best network ever. With double the GSM GPRS coverage and improved signal strength, you can access email, browse the web, even make and receive calls from more places than ever before.
Thanks, Ann.
I see a new strength in you, Bob.
Save $75 on a BlackBerry 7280 after mail-in rebate. Just sign up for an AT&T Wireless $49.99 BlackBerry Premium Access Unlimited Data Plan and any GSM America plan with a two-year agreement. You'll get coast-to-coast coverage with no roaming charges. Visit an AT&T Wireless store or call 1-866-4AWS-B2B. How many bars do you have?
Compatible device required, $36 activation and up to $200 early termination fees OAC. Coverage includes owned and roam areas, not available for purchase or use in all areas. Rebate expires 7/10/04, $1.75 monthly, regulatory programs, fee and other charges and restrictions apply.
Hey Mom, you're a computer. Dad's a phone. How did you two meet?
Well, at work. Right after our boss got Verizon Freedom for Business with DSL.
Really?
It was busy. And your father looked up.
I couldn't help noticing your screen. That was one fast download.
Thanks. Our new business DSL is helping me work a lot better. You're pretty busy yourself. I mean, for a phone.
It's my unlimited voice calling. Local, regional, and domestic long distance for one low monthly price, so I can talk more without paying more.
I think we've been put together for a reason.
Online power, unlimited calling, big value. It's all on one bill with Verizon Freedom for Business with DSL in Maryland and Washington, D.C. Just call.